ETL Echo presents The Lesser Evil by Incognito Toro. Chapter 2.
Well, this was...
Yeah, it was really...
Really nice.
Nice?
Yeah.
Ouch. Hermione sighed and gave him a small apologetic smile.
Sorry, it's just that...
Oh God, don't apologize, that's even worse. He chuckled. It's fine, Hermione, really. She sighed again and drained her glass. They exchanged amiable goodbyes, empty promises to keep in touch, and then she watched this handsome, pleasant man, whom she inexplicably felt absolutely nothing for, walk out of the restaurant and out of her life. She lingered at the bar for a few more minutes, ordered another glass of wine, and nearly jumped out of her skin when someone appeared at her shoulder with a long-suffering sigh and a waft of expensive cologne.
What was wrong with this one, then?
Came a familiar voice. Once upon a time, it had been an unpleasantly familiar voice, but now she couldn't help but smile as Malfoy hopped onto the barstool next to her, setting down his own wine glass next to hers. It was nearly empty already, but there wasn't so much as a fingerprint marring the pristine glass, not even a smudge on the rim where he'd drunk from it. No doubt it was some trick taught to young aristocrats from birth, along with the ability to be smug and superior even when one was technically a convicted criminal, and how to choose the right tie for any occasion.
None of your business, she said curtly, sipping her wine.
I would argue that if you didn't want me critiquing your dates and your date outfits, you wouldn't keep arranging dates with these poor doomed men 6 feet away from my standing reservation. You bring this on yourself, Granger.
Or you could just, you know, not be a complete and utter arsehole.
That'll be the day. He snorted.
You're right. I do bring this on myself.
I'm so very glad you can admit it.
Asshole.
Yes, we've established that. You are aware that high heels are much less sexy when you totter around like a baby giraffe trying to stand up for the first time.
Fuck you, Malfoy.
His lip curled and he tilted his glass in her direction in a sardonic approximation of a toast. She rolled her eyes, and neither of them said anything for a few minutes, during which an extremely troublesome thought occurred to Hermione. Much less sexy was not the same as not sexy. This thought caused an extremely unwelcome surge of butterflies in her stomach. Now why, oh why, did she like the idea that he thought she was sexy?
So, what was wrong with him?
Nothing at all, she said dryly. He's coming over to my place tomorrow to ravish me.
She couldn't help but smirk to herself when he let out the smallest, almost imperceptible splutter. He recovered almost immediately, but she saw it, and God, she enjoyed it.
Oh, he is he? He said, shooting her a sideways grin. Oh, come on, Granger. Indulge me. What was it? Had he never read Hogwarts a History?
You know, I didn't ask.
Wasn't on your list of first date talking points?
Funnily enough, it wasn't.
Ooh, let me guess.
He chuckled, draining his glass and swiveling on his stool to face her, looking like the cat that got the cream.
Was it the beard?
No, I quite liked the beard, actually.
No accounting for taste, I suppose.
He sniffed.
Can you even grow a beard, Malfoy? I bet you can barely manage a little wispy puberty tash. I bet it's ginger.
This isn't about me. Was it that stupid waistcoat?
No, Malfoy, it wasn't the waistcoat.
She sighed, taking a sip of the new glass of wine that had materialized in front of her.
Have you actually spent the last hour hiding behind your menu, staring at us and judging our outfits?
Don't flatter yourself, Granger.
Was it the waistcoat? Honestly, do you really think I'm that shallow?
Well, as I recall, you gave the last one the boot because he pronounced it library.
Ugh, that made my skin crawl.
You really are a strange one, aren't you?
Just because I want more than a short skirt and an even shorter attention span.
Who said I wanted that? I mean, not the short skirt part. You've got me dead to rights there, he said dryly, raising an eyebrow.
And despite herself, Hermione squirmed slightly in her seat, suddenly very aware that her skirt had ridden up to her mid-thigh. He smirked, his eyes flicking for the merest fraction of a second down to her lap.
But I'm not a complete degenerate, you know.
Hermione bit her lip to stop herself from saying, "You could have fooled me," and resisted the urge to tug her skirt to a more respectable length.
Okay, fine. Don't think I can't see that look, he said after a beat, sounding amused. I suppose I shouldn't be surprised that you think I'm a complete degenerate.
I never said that, said Hermione quickly.
You didn't have to.
Malfoy,
Oh, don't start apologizing, I beg you, he said smoothly, swirling the wine around his glass. It makes this all terribly awkward.
Oh, why do you always have to act like being a normal, polite person is some sort of hideous failing? Just because my instinct is to apologize when I think I might have insulted you doesn't mean that I actually feel I owe you anything.
Well, well, thank you so very much for clearing that up, Granger, he said sourly. You think I like you coming in here and shoving your disastrous first dates in my face? I was here first, and I'm not going to leave just because you don't like an audience.
What on earth are you on about? She managed, staring at him in shock. They bickered, sure. It was common knowledge that they didn't like each other, but she hadn't heard that spiteful, bitter edge to his voice for a very long time. It had been a long time since they'd had anything real to argue about. If only she knew what they were arguing about now.
You are infuriating, he snapped, downing his wine and wrinkling his nose. I swear, I wouldn't even care about the fucking heels and the fucking short skirts, but you... I don't know why it's so fucking annoying. I don't even know why I care.
Malfoy, what the...
She began, not quite realizing how this had spun out of control so quickly. But he just shook his head and set his glass down on the bar with a cold, hard clink. I'll see you on Monday, Granger, he said quietly, standing up.
Wait, Malfoy, don't... What's wrong?
She hated the pathetic plea in her voice, hated how she had started the night confident and excited and poised, and now she felt like a tottering baby giraffe, clumsy and unsure of herself. Trust fucking Malfoy to ruin it, and just when she had been feeling like they were almost, well, not friends, but not enemies, certainly. He gave her a long, searching look, but then he smiled a wry half-smile and gave her a curt nod, as if he had just made a decision she wasn't privy to.
See you on Monday, he repeated,
and with that he turned on his heel and marched out of the restaurant, leaving Hermione confused and hurt, and for once in her life, lost for words. ETL Echo, Echoing Tales of Enemies to Lovers.